what kind of people are going to be on earth during the thousand-year reign of Christ? The believers or unbelievers?
Well, now that's your question. If you'll pardon me, Jeremy, your question, I think, is based on a misguided premise. There are two views among the majority of Christians about where the millennium is spent. One view is that the tribulation takes place before the second coming, and when the Lord comes down to rapture up the saints, the wicked are destroyed by the brightness of his coming. I'm quoting from Thessalonians now. And the righteous are caught up to meet the Lord in the air, and they spend the 1,000 years with the Lord in heaven. Then there's another group that believe that life is still going on here on earth during the 1,000 years. Now, I don't know if you've got a Bible with you, but I'm going to read a verse for you that I just quoted a minute ago. It's in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 10. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night. All right, this is where the Lord comes to rapture the saints, right?
Right.
In which the heavens pass away with a great noise, and the elements melt with fervent heat, and the earth and the works that are in it shall be burned up. Now, what's the condition of the earth when the Lord comes as a thief? Are people walking around, or is it burned up?
Seems like it's burned up.
All right, now, if you go to Jeremiah chapter 4, and many people are unaware of this passage, Pastor Dick, Jeremiah chapter 4, verse 23, I want to read this to you. When you first read it, it may sound like it's talking about the beginning, but listen carefully. I beheld, and lo, the earth was without form and void, and the heavens had no light. This is Jeremiah, not Genesis. I beheld the mountains, and lo, they trembled, and all the hills moved lightly. I beheld, and lo, there was no man, and all the birds of heaven were fled. That means they were there, and they'd flown away. I beheld the fruitful place was a wilderness, notice, and all the cities were broken down at the presence of the Lord and by his fierce anger. For thus says the Lord, the whole land shall be desolate. Now here Jeremiah says, I beheld the earth, and it was without form and void, and all the cities are broken down, and there was no man. Now he's got to be describing the condition of the world during the millennium, because from Adam to the present day, there's been someone alive on earth, even if it was Noah, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you would also like the lesson we offered a moment ago on the coming world blackout. It explains the condition of the world. We'll send it for free, anyone who's calling. Coming worldwide blackout, we'll send it to you for free, Jeremy, and that, I think, will really help give you a lot more scripture than we can share right now on the subject of the millennium.
Jeremy, if you have access to the internet, go to amazingfacts.org and go to the lessons, and you can get coming world blackout, or call our resource operators at 1-800-835-6747, and we'll send it to you. Just ask for coming world blackout, and we'll send it out to you. Either way, it'll help to clarify this question for you.